We're live in North Carolina.
Fayetteville.
Today, we're in Fayetteville. It's the Butterbean Tour. Because we get butterbeans everywhere we go.
No, it's the you leave 3 feet of snow behind you
everywhere
tour.
We go. And that's the tour, then. Everywhere he go, you leave 3 feet of snow.
I'm
trying to spin it. Butterbeans.
Okay, you call it butterbean. Yeah. We call it 3 feet of snow.
They're not saying butterbeans in Raleigh. They said 3 feet.
They said, I'll be darned. Tom Joyner left us with 3 feet of snow.
It was completely summertime.
Everywhere he go, they leave 3 feet of snow.
Sybil.
Hello, 3 foot Tom.
Oh. What's up, 3 foot Tom? What up, 3 foot Tom?
J. Anthony Brown.
What up, 3 foot Tom?
I don't want to hear it, Sherry. And from Los Angeles, Sherry Shepherd. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning. I got a tank top on and flip-flops. Good morning, everybody.
Oh, go on with yourself.
Hey.
Thank you, Sherry.
You got on a tank top and flip-flops?
It's like 90 degrees at 3 o'clock in the morning for you.
It's beautiful out here.
Man.
It's so gorgeous.
We've been on the road for the last 3 days in South Carolina and North Carolina, and it's been bad weather every day. They canceled our happy hour
here in
Fayetteville.
We apologize to everybody. Sorry, we would have loved to have seen
you. But 3 foot Tom came to town.
3 foot Tom came to town.
They canceled it because of 3 feet of snow?
No, they thought it was in advance of the bad weather.
They said it was going to be really, really, really bad weather. So, you know, they don't get bad weather like this out there.
Yeah.
So they shut down. They shut down. They can't handle it.
The best way to do is play it safe. And
they can't handle it. Did y'all sit in a hotel and?
I went out.
Kind
of
looked at each other.
Some of us.
I went out.
What you do?
Yeah, I went to a club and saw somebody who was supposed to be at the happy hour.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, soldier. Yeah.
On
Fort Bragg Boulevard. Yeah.
It does, the weather don't stop some people from partying.
It don't stop me. I was coming to town to party. They canceled. I still partied.
You can
I'm the party with a purpose.
A
you heard?
The purposeful partier.
Yes, I am. Yeah. So yeah.
Oh. Well, I hope y'all warm out there.
Are you kidding? The love that we are getting from people on the road, Sherry, it more than warms us up. Oh, my gosh.
The warm, tight
hugs. It warms the cockles. Is that
something? The cockles of your...
Yeah, yes. It really does.
That sounds like something racist. You just said it warms the cockles.
No, the cockles is not racist.
Jay.
It's not like jigaboo.
That's not jigaboo. It's no jigaboo.
You sure? Y'all sure?
It's no patchouli or weed talk. No, none of that.
Because these little words are coming up. I'm scared now to say anything.
Okay. The jigaboo story.
Oh, please.
The lady was suspended?
She was.
For talking about Lady Gaga and saying...
The Fox News affiliate.
Fox News anchor. Now, she used to be a former beauty queen, but I believe she's got her degree in journalism. And so when you get your degree, you do learn words. But she said she thought jigaboo, she had made it up. Now, her co-anchor was an older black man who laughed nervously.
He wasn't like Bojangles or nothing like that. I mean,
but he knew
mid-age. Yeah,
okay,
he should have checked her.
I think you're taking your issues and you're putting them on the conversation.
I think that's what you're doing. But anyway, he wasn't that damn old. I mean, I saw the guy.
He's like my daddy's age.
So here it is.
Okay, we're getting off point.
It's a Cleveland affiliate, Fox affiliate.
Yes. Yeah.
And her name is Christy Capel or Capel. And she was doing the morning news, and she said, in regards to Lady Gaga's performance Sunday night on the Oscars, she said that she thought it was jigaboo music.
Mm.
She couldn't hear Lady Gaga over the jigaboo music. Then she said it again. But she apologized.
And it was live.
Yeah. It was live.
People always apologizing for doing something.
But her apology time was a little bit different because she said, I didn't mean to offend anybody, but honestly, I didn't know what the word meant. So it wasn't like she said she was sorry. She kind of made an excuse, I think.
She thought she made the
word up.
Who don't
know what jigaboo means? That means you've heard it in your house somewhere. Somebody been saying it when you was little.
And she used it correctly.
She used it correctly, yeah.
She used it correctly.
But over it made all that jigaboo music that she normally does. And so now she's been suspended for 3 days. She'll be back at work on Monday. She got a long weekend.
Yeah.
And
you see what happened when you cute and clear? You could you cue clear.
With pay?
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
Probably. But that's a little irritating because they're not firing her. She's a cute girl, and they're bringing her back because apparently they don't think it's racist, and they think she made an honest mistake.
Well, Fox, of course they don't think it's racist. Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
But this is also the challenge.
I have friends that work on
Empire,
Fox.
So. I mean, it's kind of confusing over there, right?
What?
I mean, one minute they're saying something racist.
Well, this
next
is Fox
minute,
News, too.
I mean, but the network itself. Yeah. And then at night, you watch Empire.
And then you all are zooming to Empire on Wednesday night.
But those are two different things. The Fox News affiliate is different from Fox Entertainment.
But
those
apparently
are
all the
jiggaboos
are watching, so.
I would like her to do sensitive. I would like her to go to Harlem and use that word. Just go out in the middle of the street and scream.
Well, I would like for her and Julianne Rancic to get together and to get some sensitivity treatment. Well, Julianne Rancic from E! News was making a funny on Fashion Police, your favorite show.
Yeah.
And the lovely Zendaya, the actress and singer,
she's on Casey Undercover.
Which is a show that Sherry has starred with her on. And she was saying that she looked at her and she, and as far as her locks were concerned, looked like she smelled of patchouli oil and maybe even weed.
And Zendaya
What is patchouli oil?
Patchouli oil is that oil that you have when you are smoking weed. I've never had that. Well, a lot of people said that that is connected.
So she looked
the
like
use of weed.
She trying to say she looked like a drug head or something.
She looked like
because she's got well, the weed locks.
Because
she
had
the dreadlocks. The dreadlocks.
Because
she had
the locks.
Dreadlocks.
Her mother is white. Her father is black. And
she's a pretty girl.
She's
yeah,
a beautiful
yeah.
girl. But it was very offensive.
Oh yeah.
And her father. I'm sorry. So her father has locks. Her brother has locks. But she wrote a very eloquent reply to Julianne Rancic and said, you know, for you to make that type of stereotype was racist and ignorant, and I'm trying to show people that our hair is beautiful. And she named all of these African-American people
including
who were successful.
Ava DuVernay, Harvard educated and Harvard professors and all kinds of people who are, you know.
Who have locks.
So nothing happened to her.
No, well, Julianne Rancic, she caught hell.
Well, she did.
She immediately
apologized via Twitter, but she caught a lot of backlash, and she went on E! Before she began
did
reporting.
Did you accept her apology?
She said she was sorry. She meant it was a bohemian chic look. That's what she said. And she said, I'm very sorry. I did not mean to offend. I thought she was very sorry. She said,
I think she was stunned. You know, and here's the thing, and we all know this. When you're not a comedian and you can get caught up in what, you know, whatever you want to do and say. And so I think this was really a case of this.
News people want to be comedians.
Yeah. Comedians want to be news people.
But this is the
rappers
thing.
Rappers want to be actors. Actors
want
to be
rappers.
Stay in your
lane.
Stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane.
But here's
but sometimes
the thing,
that lane looks so open, you figure,
and it's like,
I can get in there, man.
I can get some of this.
I can do it, right.
And, you know, after Joan Rivers died, Kathy Griffin came in, and she really is not, I don't think she was doing the, you know, the
so
job.
So is Kathy still on the show?
Yeah, she's still
on
the show.
But
and
you
I
guys
think everybody was trying to fill in and do that, and she got caught up.
Oh, she
but
got
if you
caught
listen
up trying
to
be
the
Joan.
Clip,
I think she did.
Trying to be
if
Joan Rivers. Because that's something Joan Rivers would say and get away with.
And wouldn't apologize.
Wouldn't be anything wrong with it. Because
that
that's Joan Rivers.
But that was the discussion yesterday.
What do we always say? Stay in your lane. But sometimes.
The lane looks so open. I feel like you can get over there, man.
Some of this. Get over in this lane.
Nobody's getting on Kathy Griffin because actually, if you listen to the clip, Kathy Griffin was the one that said she smelled like weed, and Julianne picked it up and said, "Yeah, and weed." That was Kathy Griffin, but
that's
nobody
what I'm saying. The comedian
has
set
made,
it up
has gotten
and
on
she
Kathy.
Figured she could go and take it and run with it.
And Julianne Rancic got caught in the fire.
But I believe she was sincere in her apology.
I'm with you, Sherry.
Okay.
I did too.
Okay.
But I think it's just we can't say anything, you know. Well, as a comic, I don't apologize. You know, I'm just trying to be funny. But there you go.
If
a comic can say that, I don't
comedian.
Believe anybody. There I go trying to.
Good news. Sherry's going on the cruise.
Yay!
Yes, I am.
And we are giving away cabins today. We're giving away two cabins this morning.
Uh-huh.
The first number of the first cabin is coming up after this break. The first number of the first cabin that we're giving away
is coming up
after this break.